Glory and honor. We worship you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Exalt you, Jesus. Exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just continue to magnify Him. Out of your heart, we magnify you, Jesus. Just continue to speak words of adoration. We bless you, Jesus. We exalt you, praise you, Father. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We exalt you. We glorify you, Jesus. We praise and exalt you. We glorify you, Jesus. We praise and exalt you. We glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. We glorify you. None like you, Jesus. None like you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We praise you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We worship and magnify you. We worship and magnify you. We worship and magnify you. Blessed is the Lamb forever. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you. We praise and magnify you. Glory and honor. We praise and exalt you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. None like you. You're so worthy of praise. You're so worthy of honor. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessings and glory. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb.
I have plans for you to come higher and higher. Because in my plan is everything that you have need of in your life. I have a plan for you, not what you think that you ought to do, but I had you born for such a time as this. You are born in this day and this hour to bring glory unto me, to let my light so shine through you, to let my light so shine through you. So enter in and worship me. And as you worship me, my plan is unveiled in your life. And you'll know to go down this straight path, to go down the straight path that I have for you. And you won't go to the right, and you won't go to the left if you spend time fellowshipping with me, reading my word and worshiping me, and setting your mind upon things above. Then my plan can be revealed, because I have so much to do, but I need you to move through, and it's only done through you. So come up higher in me and know and receive my plan that I have for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we receive that plan in Jesus' name.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt hallelujah, you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We exalt you. We praise
Lord,
and magnify,
we magnify you.
You.
We worship you.
We commit our hearts to you in all
you.
This, Jesus.
We magnify you.
Let
we
us hear what the Spirit
you,
says, Lord. We
hallelujah,
worship you.
Jesus, Jesus.
Let us follow you, that your plans can be brought forth in our life.
Hallelujah,
the good
Jesus.
Plans of God.
Jesus,
let them be manifest
Jesus,
in us, Father.
Jesus.
We exalt you, Jesus.
Jesus.
We exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb forever. We receive these good things, Father. We receive these good instructions from your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb forever. We worship and glorify you.
We glorify you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I've brought you here today for a purpose. Those who need the renewal of my love, strength in the midst of the storm, saith the Spirit of grace. I am your steadiness, and I am your strength, and I am your renewal. I am the hope in your life that will not go away, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's strength in me to all those who find me, an everlasting peace and assurance. As I said earlier, this same service, that I know the plans that I have for you. Do not think that light. I've given a place, path in front of you. And even part of that was you being here this morning to taste the anointing that could break the yoke. So receive, yield yourself to the power of my Spirit. Because when all things are said and done, it's only me that can help you. It's only me that can help you. No matter what man can try to do for you, it's only me that can help you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Rest in that everlasting assurance. Come to this place of anointing. Receive your refreshing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I saw in that Some people standing here. No matter what you're going through, in the body or in the emotions, or both, no matter what you're fighting at home or where you live, there's a renewing kind of strength going to wash over you and renew a place inside of you this morning. So why don't you come and stand? This would be a good line for you if you need healing for your body too. So come on. Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. Thank you for your miracles, Father. Nahatye crecio. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you. Father, let your glory flow. It's only your anointing that breaks the yoke. Jesus, only you change lives. Only through your power we worship you, Father. We exalt you, we praise and magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Akorese. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Akorose leke ditiano. Delevado korosolo korosala korosto. Frendele badi balakros kebele tia to frese diete. I'll change you. I'll change you through atmosphere, says the Spirit of grace. Okay. Was that all that after you pray? No. I'll exhort the rest. He said, perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And my love for you is the best that I have to offer to you, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Maso cretia. Bella horatia, John de Veridiba lo crosso, Bella calasso. De Yaco Chini. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, sir. He said, exceedingly abundantly above. You know, I'm smiling because I want to be nice, and I'll tell you both sides of it. You know why we break and we have you hug? And first of all, because we love each other. And it's a good thing to do that. But half of it is I have to give you that because your flesh hasn't learned how yet to receive all of the anointing that he really wants to come with. Do you know there's a place in him where your flesh gets real quiet? Your spirit just starts yielding over and you can lose a whole lot of time. And you can go through two or three, 4 hours of service. Never have to. You say, my bladder won't take it that long. Your body almost gets suspended in presence. But mostly your soul doesn't really know what to do until anointing comes. So you're enjoying the service, really enjoying it. Then sometimes you do need a kind of a flesh break just to kind of regroup. But you know there's an anointing that's coming for us. It's going to keep us suspended in His grace, in His presence, while He heals the sick and raises the dead and casts out devils. Hallelujah. It's just going to be more than what we can hardly contain. Hallelujah. But where does it come in? It comes in that place. In Ephesians, where he said, I am able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Usually that verse is interpreted like this. I went by somebody's house. They were sick. And they were broke because they didn't have a job. Got laid off. They were broke. They hadn't seen one of their kids in a long, long time. And they were laying there in bed, and then I prayed for them. And my God, would you like to know the testimony? Yeah. Well, then the next day they called me. They got up. They weren't sick anymore. And somebody called them. They'd put in an application for a job, and the job come in, and it's more than what they thought they were going to make. And the same day, they overpaid. They didn't know they'd overpaid on their taxes, or they got some kind of relief fund or something that they didn't even hardly expect. And $3,000 came in, and my God. And at the same time, they got a phone call from their wavered son. And the testimony is like, see, my God, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I say, yes, he is. The only thing is, that's not what that verse is talking about. He is able. And when you say it like that, I'll say, my God, he is able. He not only does a good job, he does a better than a good job. He sure does. But that verse was a verse that was saying, look, Paul just prayed that the church would come. In that prayer in Ephesians 2, he said, this is my prayer for you, that you know the height and the depth, the width, the length of his love, that you know an incomprehensible love. And if you know that, then you'll be able to come into the fullness of God. And that was his prayer. And then he gave thanks and he says, I know that he is able to do. He'll come on the heels of this prayer, what I've just prayed for you. Because you really see, let me talk to you about the revelation, concerning revelation. I can tell you a revelation, you can get it. But Somebody says they got it, but they just got it with their head. No, you can get a revelation, like a revelation of His love, and you can talk about it. And it's in the spiritual brain. You've got it. You really got it. But do you know that even us teachers that get the revelation, we still, even after we get the revelation and teach something to you, and even after you get it, something, you give it to somebody else, it's still in the spiritual brain that we get the revelation. It doesn't mean that that revelation has come to full maturity, to where that revelation becomes a revelation that actually begins to change and totally transform our lives so that we're transformed to the very image of that revelation. Oh, I got it. I got the revelation. I know. I got the revelation of His love. I know if we can get it. Paul said this, if you can get His love, you get His fullness. In other words, you'll get the fruit of all that. You go to somebody's house or they stand in a prayer line. But until that fullness of His love, and see, that's where we're going, to go into a place of the fullness of His love. And we won't just get it here in our spiritual brain. It'll begin to transform us to the place to where that we walk in it. And Paul said, look, oh, I prayed that you'd get it, but I'm telling you, you can't get it unless the Holy Spirit comes and changes you. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever I'm asking. He said, I'm asking that you'll get it, and I'm asking that it'll change your life. I'm asking that it'll so change your life that you don't even know how to explain what you're walking in. But you do know this, that here's where revelation goes to fullness, is you're not only able to explain it, but you're able to do it. You're able to do it. Guess what? When that happens, you just don't even know how much of His glory wants to set on you. He wants to break yokes. He wants to break yokes. We exalt you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Aracheco fraso. Mendele Christianos. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. We glorify you. We exalt you. Blessed is the Lamb. Blessed is the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt you. Ma Christe vrati frese vatio. Sometimes we say, I get it, I get it, I get it. Esekidiato. And you got it as far as you can get it. Basekidiaso. We're on a path we affectionately call revival, and all these ways that we talk about, praying in tongues, worship, speaking His word, fasting. Praying in tongues is a big one. Sometimes people will feel like, sometimes people that have loved us the most, they go out from us. They leave us. One of the things that they feel like is, look, I need something different because I exhausted all that. Let me tell you something for all of us that are listening. We haven't even begun. Even us who think we know anything, we haven't even begun to exhaust this path that we're on. In other words, if you think, man, boy, I guess I'm living in the best that this gets. I'm getting the very best. Listen, you're not living in its very best yet. We haven't even begun to get into its very best yet. Sometimes people feel like they need something new. then they'll go and figure out something like, well, we need to go against status quo. They're in a group over there and they're status quo. Do you know when you find somebody else, just one other person, and you say, I think like this about the Bible, and they say, yeah, I think like that about it too. Do you know you've just formed a group, a status quo? Even the hippies, when they said, we're against the status quo, they became a status quo. Everybody's a group. The moment you find somebody else, listen, you just get one other person, and then you're a status quo, but you may be a status quo against the status quo. What are you trying to say? I'm saying, look, where we're at and what we've been taught, we haven't exhausted. This is not as good as it gets. This is not as good as it gets. This is not as good as it gets. Well, what makes it get gooder? Excuse my English. What makes it get gooder? Doing the things, walking into the things. Because he said, one day if you do, then one day, if your spirit keeps changing and changing and changing, then you'll not only know it by revelation, which is the first part. You've got to know it to teach it. But then, listen, I'm not walking in that. I'm not, because the works are not yet being done in me. But I can tell you this, if I keep going, then I know this, that exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think or ask, the fullness of that revelation of who He is in love will one day so personify in me and in all of you that are walking this thing out with us. It'll so personify in you that you'll not only know it with your spiritual brain, you'll know it inside of you so that the works of God are manifest. Hallelujah. Which is getting all of our unsaved loved ones born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Getting all of that, can you imagine? Now, I haven't seen it in this church. I haven't seen it in Dave's church or Jim's church or any church yet. There are a few places where I've heard some good testimonies. We have a guy that sings some of our songs that I've heard a testimony. But overall, I don't know yet an anointing that when the homosexual comes in, that there's such a powerful spirit to where that it just begins to break them down and pulls, because if you don't give them one thing to replace the other, it'll go right back in them. That devil will go right back in them. We're coming to a place where not only is that spirit expelled from them, but that love that we keep talking about and talking about and talking about through revelation, that love will replace something simultaneously. Something's got to, Homer keeps teaching, you got to put it on, put it off out of Galatians. But listen, there's coming a time, and if we keep praying, we're going to walk into the fullness of it. That is a pleasurable thing for them, and they cannot get rid of it. A devil of pleasure, you can get rid of a lot of devils, but you can't get rid of it. That's one of the strongest devils ever. But listen, the test of our church, the test of where we're walking, and the test of a lot of other groups will be this. That immediate, born again, set free devils. And if they've been born again before and went out and backslid, I'm telling you, it comes on double. But nevertheless, we're going to walk in an hour where it's going to come out of them and something's going to come in them. And that pleasure of what they once had is going to be replaced by a pleasure of God. Hallelujah. And all the people that are having sex outside of marriage, whether that's different sex, that's not justifiable either. And the stuff that people keep looking at, that's not justifiable either. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the only way you can walk free of that is you got to be spending time with Him. But the ones that aren't spending time with Him, guess what? The ones that are, we're going to carry the weight of this thing in with, and we're going to bring about an anointing. Hallelujah. What is it? Yes, sir. Well, he said, this goes right back to that judging. Now, you got to know this, because there's two reasons why. There's two definite reasons, and if I couldn't show you this, if it was arguable, if it was my opinion, I wouldn't say this. But I can show you out of Corinthians. When things come against your body as born-again believers, and then they take up a residency there, there's two reasons why that they either can stay or you can't get rid of them real fast. One is you're in a legitimate, I mean true blue, battle, and you just need to keep confessing the word. You're not doing anything wrong. You just need to keep confessing the word. Satan just hates you because you're here on planet Earth, and that you love God, and especially if you're called to a place like this, okay? He hates you. So you don't have to feel bad that you're under an attack. You just keep going and keep confessing the word. If that takes a year or two, if that takes you're not going to die, you're going to be all right. Just keep confessing the word. But then Paul definitely said that we come under judgment because we don't judge ourselves. And he definitely said that people got sick in the church and sickness remained in their bodies because of different things. Primarily there, he was talking about strife and unforgiveness. But listen, if strife and unforgiveness will keep something in your body, don't you know that knowing to do right and not doing it, like you're born again and you're messing around? Well, he told me to say this. Don't get mad at me. If you know to do right and you're, listen, and you call on him and say, I receive your healing, and you stand in a grace line, I receive your healing, he's not the one that put it on you. And he's not the one that's going to keep it on you. It's just that when he gets to that spot, like he's, I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it, he can't go past himself. In other words, if you're a mature, now this don't really apply so much to baby Christians. 6 months old, you don't get to be, if you're 6 months old in this church, you're probably about 25-year-old in other churches. You, to start with, you can live together and get healed. You can lie a little bit and get healed. You can look at stuff a little bit and get healed. But you get growing up, you start on that separation, and you know. And then when you ask him to heal you, he wants to heal you, and he's not saying no to your healing. The only thing is, if there's a permission slip in there, Paul said he can't go past it because you won't judge yourself, and Jesus can't. Now, go to the book of Corinthians and read this where he talks about the communion. And he said there's sickness because people, in essence, that are mature won't judge themselves. So listen, it don't do any good for that person to stand in a grace line, and it don't do any good for that person to say, by your stripes, I'm healed. How can they get that thing off of them? Stop doing the sin. Turn the silly thing off. Stop looking at it. If there's people undressed on there, stop looking at it. And just say, Jesus, I'm not going to, you don't have to come to me. Should I come and tell you? No, you don't have to. I'll help you if you need it, but you don't have to come to me. Go to him. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for having thoughts about that girl, that woman. Forgive me for having thoughts about that man. Ladies and men, forgive me for having thoughts about that man. Now we got to go to that place in the church. But then you got to do something. You know what? Your healing will come. That's not earning it. That is being accountable to what you know. So half the church is sick a lot of times, and they'll just keep claiming, and people start thinking after a while, I'm sick of hearing you claim this thing, and you're not getting any better. And you've wore out our carpet standing on grace lines. And we give Jesus the worst rep and we give Satan a tremendous profile. We make him so powerful. He's just so powerful. You know, when you stop doing nasty stuff, the power of God will come right back in and you'll get your healing. And nasty stuff won't just heal your body, it'll bring the finances back too. Oh my God. I didn't get no amens. I better get some amens up in here. Praise God. I love y'all. I do love y'all. I better love on y'all because y'all the little bit I do got. Y'all, let me tell you before you leave, y'all are perfect. Don't change nothing. No, I'm just kidding. What'd you say, Rex? Oh, should have done the offering first. Y'all don't have to give nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm just kidding. Feel good about yourself. Everybody say, he was talking to somebody that was not here. He not talking about me. Praise God, I'm free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't that make you feel good now? You good fault finders. No, I love you because I got about 5 or 6 rows right here there's nobody in. Praise God. It's crazy to run off the people you do have. Why do I talk that way? Maria, you need to pray for me more often. You sure do. Hallelujah. Well, let's take up an offering and go home. You want to do that? Oh, that's good. We're 5 minutes from 12 o'clock. That's good. We'll beat the Baptists if we hurry up. How many of you would just ask him, sincerely ask him what he'd have you to give this morning? I'd appreciate that so much. Harry's praying that we'll quit. He's a good young man. I appreciate that. So I do need you to ask the Lord what he'd have you to give this morning. Father, we bless you. We thank you for this offering. I know there's not a lot said about this offering, but Father, you know what we need. And I'm asking you to touch their hearts. Father, there's a lot of gospel entrepreneurs out there, just not only here, but other places. They're in a war. If they could give more, they would. But whatever they can give at this point, I receive by grace. And I thank you for it. Lord, speak to all of their hearts. And I pray everyone will listen and really be responsive to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you're making out a check, make it out of the Family Prayer Center. Hallelujah.